Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So TJ's our in-house coolant, how do you say, culinary? Culinary yeah. expert.
Mm-hmm. Some people say culinary, but I say culinary.
I think that's how I was about to say it. I thought it was stupid. So he's been cooking a long time. He learned how to cook out of necessity because he's told the story many times. His mom just wouldn't cook and they'd have to fend for themselves.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And it was for our own good.
It was for your own good. Mm-hmm. He took those skills all the way through adulthood, and now he actually enjoys the process. It's not out of necessity. It's, he enjoys it. So I always, when I see these stories, I think, what would TJ say? What would he do in this situation? Because the Today Show stars Al Roker. You know, he's been on that show forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said, they posted this article. Here is Al Roker's secret weapon when it comes to making the perfect banana pudding. And I thought, oh, here we go. Because first of all, what does Al Roker know about cooking? What does he know? He does the weather. So it piqued my interest enough. And he said that the secret to a great banana pudding is you use shortbread cookies instead of the regular vanilla wafers, which I thought of you immediately. I said, we've done this before. What is the deal? Haven't the Southerners perfected the banana pudding?
Yeah. And you use vanilla wafers.
Use vanilla wafers.
Shortbread cookies are just not. And it may have been Paula Deen that started that with the shortbread cookies. It's just like a spinoff of the banana pudding, but it's far from being a secret that, you know, Al Roker is breaking on the world.
Yeah, come on.
You know,
when you go to a meal where a lot of people have contributed to the dining, so somebody's brought this side, somebody's brought this entree, is there one dish that you judge more harshly than others?
I mean, if somebody brought some sort of a Cajun dish, like if somebody brought jambalaya or something,
that would get more of a critique.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah. Because my son has a friend whose family is from Ohio, and I don't know if they've ever been to Louisiana, but this friend tells my son that his mom makes the best jambalaya.
Oh, Lord. And they're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Oh, my God. Well, that's kind of sweet. Like, he loves his mom's jambalaya. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to fault the kid, but.
But he's never eaten authentic jambalaya, I don't think.
No, is
there's
he
no way?
Because Aiden keeps telling him, well, my dad, when next time my dad makes it, you're going to come eat it, or I'll get my dad to make it for you and send you a whole thing of it.
We'll send it up to Ohio. Holy
no, they, he lives here now, but his whole family is from, like, your family's from Chicago, his family's from Ohio.
Yeah.
But still, if he's from North Carolina, that's not the jambalaya capital of the world either, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, I want to see his face when he finally tries the real jambalaya, then. That would be excellent. Well, I make a pretty good jambalaya too.
Mm-hmm.
I go get the Zatarain's box and I buy some authentic Johnsonville smoked sausage, and it's ready in 22 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's, you know, not what his mom does. You know,
it probably is.
I'd be funny.
That's brutal. All right. Well, I was just curious.
Okay.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Tech D Rob sent me a video of a young lady sitting in the booth at a Mexican restaurant. And she's got her phone set up, obviously, I'm seeing a video of it. And she's got really, really black hair, and it's cut in straight bangs across her forehead and comes down like a pixie cut. You know, it's not long, not short, but it's like maybe to her collarbone.
Okay.
And she's staring into the camera kind of in an unusual way. And this is what she says.
That pollo bandito hates to see me darken the doorway of a Mexican restaurant. He knows he ain't safe.
So I couldn't quite understand that part at the end. She said, but the pollo bandito hates seeing me come in the door at a Mexican restaurant. Because she's going to, whatever she said.
He knows he ain't safe.
Oh, yeah. He knows he ain't safe because she's going to tear it up.
Yeah.
Man, I
hate to see me coming.
When I heard that, I was like, I get it.
And what is yours?
Choripollo. It is chorizo and chorizo, chicken, and then a whole bunch of queso on top.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And they bring you tortillas, and you just kind of scoop it in there. It's delicious.
Mm.
So good.
Love that.
So does it get scared when you walk?
I bet it does.
It's not safe.
Oh, no.
It's not safe.
Start shaking.
I'm darkening that door more often than I should be, too.
Yeah. I would like that better if it were carne asada.
Mm.
And the chorizo and the cheese and stuff
like that.
That's
with no chicken.
Yeah, we're about to say, we
all pollo.
Know that I'm the chicken guy here.
Yeah. No pollo.
No pollo.
Por favor.
Unless I'm on El Dieto.
Yeah.
And even at that point, I'm not putting, I'm not going to eat cheese and all that stuff. But if I'm going for the cheese and the chorizo on it,
it's going down. I'm starving. Just having this conversation, starving.
So I'm about to be mad when you walk, darken your door at home.
Man.
So do you have a rule, Riggins, that you can't, I don't have this rule where it's too early to eat spicy food. Because I'll tear up a Mexican breakfast in a heart.
Please.
And I don't mean just scrambled eggs and calling them huevos.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to do the whole thing.
Yeah. I'll eat jalapeno. I had jalapenos this morning with my scrambled eggs.
You did?
Yeah, and then I had a stomach ache earlier, and I blamed it on eating Rob's Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, not the jalapeno.
It's not the jalapeno.
Yeah, I eat hot sauce and stuff every morning.
Absolutely.
Every morning. A little crystal hot sauce.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, if I had 10:30 lunch at a Mexican place, it wouldn't kill me at all.
Not at all. Meatloaf sandwich for breakfast? Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Chili.
100%.
Because all you got, you're just breaking the fast of overnight. That's why they call it a breakfast. Break the fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mexican people eat that stuff for breakfast.
Sure.
They eat spicy food for breakfast.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I? I take that Nexium twice a day.
Do you?
Yeah, I got it back.
You got it.
I don't know why. I don't know why. I got it so bad.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I think I already know the answer to this, but TJ, did you ever find yourself alone at the house and throw a party and bring friends over?
No.
No.
No. When my parents were gone, when I was a kid, no.
Good for you.
I would have people over, but they would know that they were coming over or whatnot.
It happened,
but never a big party.
It happened one time in my life. I was home from summer from college, and I was at my parents' house. And they went away for the weekend and visit my grandmother. I was there by myself. And then my older brother, my middle brother, decided to come home for the weekend. He said, I'm going to come home too. And we're going to go in the pool or whatever. So he comes home, and he brings over two friends. And by the end of the night, I think we had probably conservatively 75 people.
Whoa.
At the house. And I was panicked until I started drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
And then I didn't care as much. And we did a pretty good job. I mean, people were smoking cigarettes up on the porch, jumping in the pool, drinking alcohol, throwing beer cans everywhere. We cleaned up everything on Sunday. And it was fine. Two things got us busted. Our cornball neighbor came over to tell my parents the next week that he found a couple beer cans in his front yard, and he just wanted to let them know. You loser. I hold a grudge against that guy to this day.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. The other thing, there was a barbecue sauce fingerprint on one of the walls in the den. We didn't even have barbecue, and I don't know who found barbecue sauce. I don't know how it happened, but my mom found the barbecue sauce fingerprint. Mm-hmm. So I get it. When you go away, your son is at home.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything scandalous.
No.
When you leave, right?
No.
What's the worst thing he could do? He's not going to. Whippets in the living room or anything.
No. He's 21. He doesn't even drink. Yeah, so
good for him.
Yeah.
Nerd.
No, he's a nerd. But no, because most of the time if we're gone, he's texting me a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Know, giving me updates on the ball games and things like that.
Yeah.
So
what do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out. I've always wondered if when my dad leaves, does my mom sleep on the opposite side of the bed? Like, just to test it out. Like, let me see this uncharted territory. Like, what is that like? Do you do anything like that, TJ? Or is it pretty much standard issue? Things are the way they've always been.
Pretty much the same. But I do watch TV in the living room.
You do?
Yeah. Some I find myself doing that because I can be right there by the kitchen getting snacks and whatever, sure, doing whatever I'm watching, rather than going upstairs to my puffy couch room, my TV room.
Yeah. It's liberating, yeah, to have space.
Like a wide open spaces like the Dixie Chicks.
Mm-hmm. At TJ Riggin Show, what do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out of town? Faith said, I eat pizza with the toppings I like. That's a great
one. Yeah,
that's a good one. I come from a family of five. We always had to get the Supreme. And then I'd have to pick off the peppers, onions, and olives that were always on the pizza. They didn't care. Adam said, I'm going to grill the biggest steak I can find. No sides. Love that. What do you do differently at your house when your significant other is out of town? Jill said, I tell all my stories to my dog. Oh my, there's a lot of those. At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, we'd love to hear it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I've been wondering something. The regular pizza chain restaurants, do they have delivery by their employees still, or is everything subcontracted out or whatever, got to deal with Uber Eats and whatever else they're DoorDash and stuff?
I don't know.
Like if you order a pizza from, say, Domino's, does Domino's have a car that shows up like they always did?
In my area of the South Carolina, it is Domino's does have cars.
Yeah.
Papa John's does not.
Really?
They are delivered by
Shaq?
DoorDash.
Yeah, Shaq brings it.
That'd be sick, dude.
Shaq brings it himself.
You ordered a pizza?
I brought you a pizza.
It's a spicy hot.
It's a Shaqaroni.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if delivery drivers go away.
Except for the ones that drive the Uber Eats and whatever.
They're going to outsource it all.
Yeah. I always thought, though, that would be kind of a pain to put that big lighted sign up on top of your car. You know what I mean? Because they use their personal cars, usually the pizza delivery people.
Yeah, you plug that into the cigarette lighter? Is that how it stays
I would
lit?
Think.
Yeah, that's the only way it would work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's really strong magnets to keep it up there, which is crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it would scratch the top of your car and all that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what do you do when you're not working? Do you just put it up there anyway to try to impress the chicks?
I think so. Check that out. I will get out of a pizza delivery driver's way every time. I'm like, that person has a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting out of their way.
They're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, maybe
not. But you know what? It seems like the food delivery people would always be coming up on people who are glad to see them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like they say with dentists, there's a high rate of suicide amongst dentists as a field because nobody likes going to the dentist and they get all that thrown at them because they're associated with pain and whatever else. But a food delivery driver would have to be greeted by happy people unless they've screwed up the order or something.
Heck yeah.
Because I know whenever we order stuff when I'm over at little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house, and she's looking to eat third dinner or whatever it is.
Sure.
And she makes that food order. When the doorbell rings and the dogs start barking, I'm like, yes, get ready, y'all. It's get ready.
Down. It's going down.
It's almost time.
There are a few feelings. There are a few feelings that are as good as, my pizza's here. Let's go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then if something's not right after, you know, they've delivered it, you're like, oh man, but you got that attitude. Like, all right, I'll just knock that off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's got it's got flies on it. That's okay. Or if they're dead, I'll just thump them off.
Pop, pop, pop. It'd be hard to ruin a pizza.
Flicking the flies off of it. Like if they were alive, you wouldn't care. You just shoo it away.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, as long as they didn't die from eating that pizza.
Yeah, you know, it's not like it's covered in slime. Right. It's one fly.
I'm not going to care about that. I'll still be all over it.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, hey there. Hey there. So this is one of the days of the week that Lindsay is here on the show. So we are going to play Will It Make Lindsay Gag? Will It Make Lindsay Gag? Hot new game sweeping the nation that we'll get to in a few minutes after Riggin's little deal here.
This is now trending. The Yankees and the Dodgers set for a World Series. It's been a long time since the Yankees have been in a World Series. I think they said over 10 years. Now, Lindsay, you were married to a former baseball player. Is he into the World Series?
No, not really. Like he should be. Not that you would think.
So the World Series kicks off on Friday in Los Angeles.
And in case you didn't know, Lindsay is married to David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
That's true.
Ooh, Big Poppy.
That'd be a good nickname for him around the house.
Yeah, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. So, yeah, a lot of people discussing that. DJ, you're not into baseball anymore, right?
I've been watching a little bit. My son loves it, and so I watch with him some. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch baseball as much anymore.
Yeah.
And I can't say why unless I want people on Reddit to call me a right-wing nut. Crazy. He's still talking about politics. He's still talking about politics.
Got it. Today's National Apple Day. Apple Day. And there's a lot of bad apples out there. No pun intended. But I mean, Red Delicious, trash. Uh-huh. Fuji, kind of trash. All those golden apples, not good. So I credit TJ with discovering the greatest apple ever to be made, and that is the Honeycrisp apple.
Hands down.
Yeah.
It's not even close. I mean, it's so far ahead of every other apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go Fuji second, though. A distant second on the Fuji.
Is that a red?
And it's got a little green on it, too. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the Honeycrisp.
Okay.
But, you know, if I'm baking, sometimes I'll use Granny Smith.
Yeah, I don't mind a Granny Smith. Yeah.
Sure. That's a good one, too.
A little more tart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you. Uh-huh.
A tart.
It's not a compliment.
I know. I'm like, wait a second.
Got to bring that back, a tart. Jelly Roll is trending. He said he popped on X last night, formerly known as Twitter, and said it's the most toxic, negative app to ever exist, period. He called it the Wild West, and people pointed out, no, this is free speech. That's what this platform is about. And so he said he's out. He's never going back on the app. So I know his wife had said that he had been dealing with some relentless bullying about his weight over months, but I guess it really does affect him. Even though he seems like a really tough guy with all the face tattoos and stuff, he's got a sensitive soul, it seems. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's an artiste. Very sensitive.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Smile 2 led the box office at a relatively quiet weekend, $23 million. It's a horror movie where everybody smiles and that's how you die, I guess.
It's more in depth than that. Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't smile at me.
It's a weird concept, but a lot of people want to go see it. So, are millennials getting too soft? I think we know the answer, but I've got proof of it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, do you remember when Tech D Rob told us that he went to go see the Spider-Man movie and he cried really hard?
Yeah, because he saw his Spider-Man.
That's right, because it was more than just Spider-Man. The two more Spider-Man. Right.
It was all the people who have played a Spider-Man on a movie were in that movie.
And I will never forget Riggins.
Yeah.
A guy in his late 30s. Saying that he boohooed hysterically at a Spider-Man movie.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
It's quite a mark on me.
Yeah. So that's Tom Holland plays Spider-Man, and then Andrew Garfield was one of the old Spider-Men, and then Tobey Maguire was also another Spider. So they all appear in this movie. Andrew Garfield is now doing a press tour talking about grief and things like that. He was on Anderson Cooper's podcast, and he also appeared on Sesame Street to talk to Elmo. Andrew Garfield just lost his mother a few months ago. And tell me if it seems like Sesame Street is trying to do what Steve from Blue's Clues did a few months ago during the end of COVID, asking people to just vent to him. So this is Andrew Garfield talking to Elmo.
Mr. Andrew?
Hey.
Hi. Elmo's going around Sesame Street checking in on everybody. So Elmo wants to know how Andrew's doing.
I'm doing okay, you know.
Yeah? Well, what's going on?
I'm just thinking about my mom today.
Oh, I'm almost really sorry to hear that, Mr. Andrew.
Oh, no, it's okay. You don't have to say sorry.
You know, Emma always feels really sad when he misses somebody.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. But you know, that sadness, it's kind of a gift. It's kind of a lovely thing to feel, in a way. Because it means you really loved somebody when you miss them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elma really loves Daddy Andrew.
Elma really listens really well.
Elma wants to know how people are doing, and Elma's very happy that you shared that with him.
So is that the same thing as like what Steve from Blue's Clues did?
No.
It's not.
This is more of what Mr. Rogers did.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing that Mr. Rogers would have done.
You like this?
Not coming out of Sesame Street.
Not Elmo.
Not really. No. No. But yeah, I mean I don't have a huge problem with this. Like, they're indoctrinating, whatever. Not on this specific case, but I would think that's more along the lines of some of the stuff that made Mr. Rogers great, talking about real issues and things like that.
Miss him.
Yeah.
Did that make you emotional, Rob, hearing that?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Because he wasn't in the Spider-Man costume.
Elmo's voice just really makes me not take it seriously.
And how do you talk to a puppet like without laughing?
Valid point there as well.
I mean, but this guy though, I mean, he's half of the creation of Facebook, so he didn't really have much to be sad about.
That's true. Good point.
You'll get that.
Wasn't he Zuckerberg's partner in building Facebook?
Mm-hmm. I am. Listen, you learn stuff every day around here.
And I'm right, Rob, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. More next.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Okay. My name is TJ, and I'm probably about to upset a lot of people because I'm going to throw some things at you from time to time. And I think it was one day last week we did a little segment of what is overrated in our culture. What is overrated? Riggins came in with that. And I neglected to mention at the time that I think Raising Cane's is overrated. Mm. And I figure people would go nuts. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great, but it's overrated.
A lot of people, I've seen people say that.
Mm-hmm.
Is a restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not in this area.
The Louisiana-based restaurant that is a chain that has taken the country by storm. Growing and growing.
Mm.
Another thing I would say on that list is Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen's pretty good. Like, you know, some of his music. But, I mean, when you put out 100 songs every day, you know, you lose track of what's what and this, that, and the other. But Morgan Wallen was in, I think he ended his tour here in Charlotte over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay was there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few lucky fans that got to see it in person. How was it?
Fine. But I like his music. Like you said, he's got a lot of hits at one time. But he is not as good live. Now, that's not shocking to a lot of people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I sound 85 when I say this, but I'm so judgmental about concerts now. Like, I could go in my 20s and even my 30s and go to a concert and be like, that was good, like, whatever. Now I'm judging I'm like, I paid this amount of money. I can barely see you. I mean, it's a small fortune.
Yeah.
And I need lights. I need dancing. I need you to be able to sing live if I'm paying this.
I need to rest for a minute.
I need to take a breather.
You have to sit down.
Yeah.
You want to sit down.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe I sound old because I was like talking about it the whole time. People were like, okay. Like everyone I was with, like, shut up.
Yeah, you're ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know how many times a day I get that? You're ruining it for the rest of us.
I don't know if I'm turning into, like, an old person, if I am an old person, like, what's happening, or, like, if I'm just a grouch about it. But my husband loves country music, period. He loves it, which is shocking. He's kind of a Yankee. I mean, he's lived all around, but he loves country concert. Mm-hmm. So he was just like, Lindsay, we're not getting what you're saying. Because I'm like, Justin Timberlake, he dances, he lights, there's backup dancers, there's other singers. Like, he's like, calm down. I don't know what you expected. I guess I just expected more.
Yeah. Were you the only one that didn't think it was awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. In your group?
In my group. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone was drinking and having fun, like, you know, singing. And I get it, but you're not that good live. And I paid a small house payment on this. Like, you know.
I don't think her opinion makes her old. I think doing it at the concert makes her old.
Right.
Everybody know how uncomfortable you are and how much you like it. You're the critic at the concert while they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Cool. Like, shut up. And drink by drink, I'm getting worse, obviously. Yeah. Mm. I'm like, is he... I don't know. I can't, you know.
So overall, A being the best, what would you rate him as a concert?
Live concert, I'd rate him A to C. I'd rate him probably a B minus.
Okay.
Concert. B minus. I like his songs. Don't get me wrong. I think they're bangers, but I just don't think you're good live.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. Lindsay is back on the show and back in your hearts. She was on the show for many years, and then there was an 8-year sabbatical. I don't know why it took 8 years for her to have two kids that are just 4 and 2 at this point. But anyway, I'm not a math person. So we're going to play a little thing, Riggins, called Will It Make Lindsay Gag?
Okay.
So this man, in India, New Delhi, India, was having stomach pains for several days, just intense stomach pains. He went to the doctor. The doctor, you all right, Rob?
Sorry.
The doctor did some scopes on him, both whatever you call the one that goes down the throat and into the intestine to check it out, and then another one that you use for a colonoscopy to check out things. And on one of those cameras, he recognized what the problem was, and it was definitely a live water bug type roach crawling around in his intestines.
Yep.
We got a winner.
Yep.
So they had to turn the suction on the hose that the camera's attached to. They had to turn the suction on to get a hold of him because they're trying to bring it out without breaking it in any way. They're trying to leave this big roach intact.
Which way?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Would make
whether they were going sideways or it would seem to me, though, it would be coming sideways because it would be a better way to get a suction on him way. Right. But I don't know.
Because you know the little legs can come off easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've ever killed a roach. Oh, I can't say it.
So they got the situation taken care of and he's okay.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And a water bug's bigger than a cockroach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Ooh.
So how does that get inside? So he ate it alive?
They said people's worst nightmares. You know, they said he could have eaten it, you know, through a street vendor or whatever, but that's not usually the case because then you bite into him, you chew him up, and it's not going to be a lie. That it probably crawled into his mouth while he was asleep.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry, that scares me to death.
That is one of the creepiest things that people think about happening is something like that.
You got to get that mouth tape just at night. Tape that mouth.
What are you going to do about your nose then? Go up in your nose and your ears?
Yeah.
You have all kinds of stories, people having to get them out of their ears.
I'm about to wrap my head in saran wrap when I go to bed.
Yeah, you're going to wake up dead. Yeah, what happened to her? And then your husband's going to get blamed for it. So she did that herself. You wrapped her whole face in saran wrap because she didn't want roaches crawling in there.
TJ, you and I are the safest here, though. Most of our holes are just closed.
Locked. The CPAP mask.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah. I'm about to buy a CPAP mask.
If you know, my wife could get up in the morning and there could be one just a roach just floating in the air and then coming back down and floating in the air because I'm breathing and it's coming down, you know, like popcorn on top of my CPAP mask.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.